What are you being present to? What beliefs are serving you? The belief in inspiration and your inspiring self, heart, mind? Now, this belief has been highly misunderstood. There we are again, back to that relying on that understanding business. We have all had well-meaning parents, teachers, coaches, tell us to believe in ourselves. Oh, the confusion this has rendered. Most of us do not know who we are. So how can we believe in the unknown? Ah, here is where this well-intended teaching went awry. We thought that to believe in ourselves, we had to know ourselves first. So instead of truly getting to know our inspired self, we went with the standby model, the cubicle self. We got to know the cubicle self really well. We came to believe it was our true nature. Our saving grace is that after numerous repair jobs on defective parts, we realized that the cubicle self is an energy zapper and a money pit. No matter how much we put into it, it keeps breaking down. Not only that, it is a self-absorbed little bugger, always wanting us to do more, buy more, achieve more, me, 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 on and on, into the night, the next day, the next year. The cubicle self is ravenous because it is never fulfilled. Never, never, never. Got that? Even an investment in a new model is fraught with factory recalls and new, more highly evolved and complicated entanglements. We will wake up at some point and say, I am ready for peace in mind. I want to get to know my inspired self. I want to feel connected. Bravo! Your willingness becomes you, a healthy you. A you willing to be healed of the most prevalent pandemic disease. Lack of peace, secondary to a sense of disconnectedness. What is different about your inspiring self, heart, mind? After all, someone can think this sounds just as conceited as the cubicle self, heart, mind. What is different is that the cubicle self experiences, I am alone. Hence, it experiences fear and guilt for having abandoned peace. In the belief in aloneness, it does not extend itself to another because, well, there is no other. There is only me, and me is alone. Of course, if there is only me, inspiration is nowhere in sight. Thus, it becomes the ruler of its own little world. Your inspired self experiences, I am connected, therefore naturally extends peace to its connections and experiences the peace being extended by inspiration. Peace is filled with peaceful possibilities. Do not be afraid when fear makes an appearance. It may seize your day, but do not let it seize you. Return to peace again, again, and again. Allow peace to handle the fear. You wouldn't take your hair to a hairdresser who is afraid of hair, would you? As the mentor within says, better to have a bad day and eventually recognize the presence of inspiration rather than have a cubicle good day all on your own. The key to health is experiencing peace. Often we find it hard to hop, skip, and jump into willingness or into our inspired self. We need help getting healthy. We need help with healing. How convenient that we are all here to help one to one. Look around. Here we are.